There's still a lot to learn from COVID-19 lockdowns. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Judith DeSena, professor of sociology at St. John's University, discusses the response of two neighborhoods in Brooklyn to the crisis.
COVID-19 radically changed social life in urban neighborhoods around the globe. In our research, we looked closely at how Brooklynites coped during the lockdown and reopening stages between 2020 and 2022. Our special focus has been on privileged people living in two iconic gentrified Brooklyn neighborhoods, Park Slope and Greenpoint Williamsburg. We believe what happened in Brooklyn is informative for understanding pandemic social life in gentrified neighborhoods globally and comparatively gives insight to less advantaged localities. Our investigation demonstrated how the relative affluence or poverty affected residents' ability to cope as the impacts of the crisis grew and then eased. The affluent frequently had front and back yards, access to green spaces, and a regular income. In contrast, the less affluent, especially essential workers and mothers homeschooling their children, often lived in crowded dwellings and continued working in low-paying jobs. They had considerable exposure to the virus at work and carried it back to their families. Finally, reports have shown that during the pandemic, poor and working-class neighborhoods dominated by people of color were shortchanged in terms of access to testing, vaccination, and medical treatment.
That was Judith DeSena of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.